Texte numéro 64. King Charles acknowledges painful past as calls for slavery reparations grow at Commonwealth Summit. King Charles acknowledged painful aspects of Britain's past while sidestepping calls to directly address reparations for slavery at the summit of Commonwealth leaders, saying, "None of us can change the past, but we can commit to learning its lessons." Charles was speaking to leaders representing 56 Commonwealth nations at the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in Samoa, his first time attending the summit since taking the throne. Charles also addressed the climate crisis, development challenges, and paid tribute to Queen Elizabeth. Some leaders attending the summit had hoped Charles might issue an apology for Britain's colonial past and engage in discussions about reparatory justice. However, Charles did not directly address the issue. "I understand from listening to people across the Commonwealth how the most painful aspects of our past continue to resonate. It is vital, therefore, that we understand our history to guide us to make the right choices in the future," he said. There have been calls from some African and Caribbean nations for Britain and other European powers to pay financial compensation for slavery. The Bahamas Prime Minister, Philip Davis, said, "The time has come to have a real dialogue about how we address these historical wrongs. Reparatory justice is not an easy conversation, but it is an important one." Davis stressed that the horrors of slavery left deep generational wounds in communities. On Thursday, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer appeared to open the door to non-financial reparations for the UK's role in the transatlantic enslavement. While Starmer ruled out paying reparations or apologising for the UK's involvement in the transatlantic slave trade, a Downing Street source indicated that the UK could support some forms of reparatory justice, such as restructuring financial institutions and providing debt relief. In response, Ralph Gonsalves, the Prime Minister of St Vincent and the Grenadines, stressed the importance of addressing the enduring psychological and socio-economic impact of slavery. He argued that while enslavers were compensated at abolition, nothing was given to those who had been enslaved and oppressed, a damaging legacy that still plagues Caribbean nations. Davis emphasised that reparations aren't only about financial compensation, but also recognising the ongoing impact of exploitation. Joshua Setipa from Lesotho suggested that reparations could include climate financing as a non-traditional form of compensation. In his speech, Charles also paid tribute to Queen Elizabeth, whose commitment to the Commonwealth shaped his own life, and urged action on climate change and development challenges. "Lives, livelihoods, and human rights are at risk across the Commonwealth," he said, calling for action to prevent exacerbating inequalities. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2024.